Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Baruch Moshe Cohen. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur Be'ezer Hashem Yisporach will be on Maseches Zevachim Daf Samach Beis. The Daf begins discussing the Mishnah in Midas, which we brought on the previous Amud, where the Mishnah says that B'shas Binyan HaMizbeach of during Bayi Sheni, they extended the Mizbeach. And if the Mizbeach until now was 28 square amas, they now added Dalad Amas Min Adoloim and Dalad Amas Min Amayrov, now turning it into Mizbeach of Lamed Beis Amo. And the Gemara by us is trying to figure out where was the Mekor that they had that they were allowed to change and extend the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Yosef brings a pasuk in Melachim, where the pasuk says, Vayomer David Zehu Beis Hashem Elohim V'zeh Mizbeach Lo'olo Yisrael. And he says, that in this pasuk we have a hekesh between the Mizbeach and the Beis Hashem, which was the Heichal. Just like the Heichal was 60 Amos, so to the Mizbeach as well, they had now a heter, they were allowed to extend the Mizbeach until 60 Amos. And as Rashi says, even though they had the heter until 60 Amos, they didn't need so much, and therefore they managed just with Lamed Beis Amo. The Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Beis HaBchir Alocha Gimel. The Rambam writes, Mizbeach shebonu beis hagoylo ein lahoisif al midosoi ve'ein ligrea mimeno. Rambam clearly says that there's an issa to add on the middah of the Mizbeach shebonu beis hagoylo, which as we know is lamed beis amo, one is forbidden to add on that. And also, one is forbidden to do less than that shir. The Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah tzadi heisif kodin tesvov is matmiah on the Rambam. Here in our Gemara we see very clearly with Darsh and Apostle that it was mutter to go and do on up to 60 amas. How can the Rambam go and write, Ein lehoisif hamidosoi? Furthermore, the Rambam writes, Ein negrami meno. Now the Gemara over here at the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara says that the midas orkoi rochboi v'kremosoi ein on ma'akvin. So long as you do the shear of the mokim hamarocho, which was amo by an amo, then it's okay. And the Rambam himself passes this in this perek, Nalach Yudzayin. And therefore, how can the Rambam go and write, Ein Ligroyami Meno? There's an Issa to go and do anything less than Lamed Beis Amo. It's says to the Gemara, and he says to himself, because he himself writes that it's okay when you have the Shir V'mokim Hamarocha. So this second Shaila, one can answer by saying that this din that you can have an Amo by an Amo is only B'dievet. But Abad L'chatchila, there's an Issa Ligroyami Meno. The Shir L'chatchila should be 32 Amos. And even though b'di'evet it's okay, that's only b'di'evet. And that's what the Rambam means when he says, ein negra, meaning to go and say, l'chatchila, there's an issa to be megareya. Even though b'di'evet it's okay. And the Ohel HaShloimah brings a raya that the heter of amo by an amo, the mokim amarocho, is only b'di'evet. Why? He says that here we have in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yosef is telling us that the shir is up to 60 amos. Now, he asks, if so, how is it that Bizman Shloimo, when he got the Megillah, HaKoyl B'chsav Miyad Hashem Ola Hiskil, then it said over there to do the Mizbeach 28 Amos. Now, if the heter to the maximum, the Shir Lamalo is 60 Amos, and the Shir Lamato is an Amo by an Amo, then why was it they were Megala to Shloimo only 28 Amos? It's Nishtahi, Nishtaher. You can do up to 60, and you can do down to an Amo. Says the Ohel HaShloimah, from here we see that the shir an amo by an amo is only a shir b'di'evet. And therefore Shlomo HaMelech received that the shir lemato, the chatchila was up to 28 amos. That was during Bais Rishon. Says the Ohel HaShloimah, from here we learn that the shir lemato of the mokem ha'maroch, amo by an amo, is only a shir b'di'evet. And therefore over here as well, during Bais Sheni, when they now extended the Mizbeach to 32 amos, so that was the shir lechatchila. And therefore, says the Rambam, ein negrami meno, anything less than this, during Bayi Sheni, even though b'di'evet is kosher until an amo by an amo, that's only b'di'evet. So that's the Torah to the second Shaila. But the first Shaila, when the Rambam writes, ein lehoisif, is mamash apele, and now Gemara we see that lechatchila, they were allowed to go along and extend the Mizbeach up to 60 amos. Now the emes is, that this what Rashi says, that they had a heter to do to 60 amos, and they only used part of the heter because that's what they needed. The Sfasemis writes that Lulei Rashi, he would have learned that when the pasuk says Ad Samach Amo, the Samach Amo includes the Kevesh too. As we know, the Kevesh was also 32 Amos, and 2 Amos was Pereach on the Amo Yisoid and Amo Seviv, giving us a grand total of 62 Amos. Says the Sfasemis, so the pasuk is telling us that they were allowed to, the Mizbeach was 60 Amos, including the Kevesh, and the 2 Amos of the Yisoid and the Seviv on the other side are not included because they are not Kosher for HaKtorah. So, according to the Svasemes, in the Shir Samach Aleph, so the Shir Samach Amos is Dafka. So if we learn like this, then it'd be good why the Rambam says Ein Lahoisif. Because Ein Lahoisif means that the Heter was really 32 Amos plus the Kevesh, and anything more than that is going to be more than 60, because 60 includes the Kevesh as well. So if we learn like this Svasemes, then would be Eitzah for the Rambam. If we learn like Rashi, and there was a heter over here to go and make the Mizbeach up to 60 Amos, then the Rambam is very schwer. So the Chofetz Chaim in Kutei Halachos says to answer the Rambam that we find in the Hemshech of the Omud, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Baba Achana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that three Nevi'im came up with the Bnei Agoyla, of which one was made Al HaMizbeach, and one was made Al Mekoyim HaMizbeach. Now Rashi explains that Al HaMizbeach means that they were allowed to extend the shear of the Mizbeach to 60 Amos, and Mekoyim HaMizbeach was where exactly they should build the Mizbeach. But the Rambam, when the Rambam brings this down in Halacha Gimel, so the Rambam writes that Al HaMizbeach means the Midos of the Mizbeach, that the Navi came along and told them the exact measurements of the Mizbeach. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that the Rambam understands that Rabbi Baba Chana is arguing on Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef said the Makor of the Bnei Agoyla was from the Pasuk, where we make a hekesh between the Mizbeach and the Bayis. Just like the Bayis was Shishim, so to the Mizbeach was Shishim. But Rabbi Baba Chana holds that no, that was not the Makor. The Makor was they had a Navi, which the Navi told them they could go along and build the Mizbeach, the Lamed Beis Amo. And that's why the Rambam writes, Al HaMizbeach means Midoisov, because they learned from the Novi the Shir of Lamed Beis Amo. They didn't learn it from the Posuk of Kibayis. They heard this from the Novi. And says the Chofetz Chaim, so the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Baba Chana, and not like Rabbi Yosef, and therefore the Rambam says that since their Makor was from the Novi, therefore Ein Lahoisif Olov. That's why they were forbidden to go and add any more than Lamed Beis, because that was the Nevuah. And with this, the Chofetz Chaim answers Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskil Af Mizbeach Shishim Amo brings the Gemara in Chulin, where the Gemara says that the reason why there's no din kisui hadam on the dam kodshim is because if they were to try and put offer on the Mizbeach, they'd be extending the Mizbeach, making it more than a chair. So Tosfos asks, so what? They can always do until 60 Amos. So Tosfos is madchik, and Tosfos says the Gemara there is surely talking about when they already made the Mizbeach 60 Amos, then they wouldn't be able to go into Kisui HaDam, because then they'd make it bigger than 60 Amos. But it's a doichuk, because the Mizbeach never really was made 60 Amos, it was always 32. Says the Chofetz Chaim, but according to the Rambam, it's very good, because the Gemara there in Chulin is also going with the Rabbi Baba Chana and Rabbi Yochanan, who according to them, they hold that the Shir of Mizbeach was Taka Lamed Beis Amo. And therefore, any bit of offer you try and stick to the Mizbeach would be being Moisif on the middle, which they were Makabel from the Novi. The Mikdash David in Siman Aleph Sif Kotn Ches also goes on this Mahalach, that the Rambam does not paskin like Rabbi Yosef, that they were allowed to make Mizbeach Shishim Amo. And he brings the Raya to this, brings two Rayas. The first Raya he says is, as we know, we had in the beginning of the Perak, Machlokes Tanoim, whether the Mizbeach was Betzofoin, or it's another Shita Badorim, or a third Shita says that it was Bein Tzofoin Adorim. Now the case of Mishnah in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, Perigim Alach of Beis, learns that the Rambam paskins like Reb Lez ben Yaakov, that the Mizbeach was Bedorim. And the Gemara in Daf Samach Amud Aleph, the beginning of the Perek, says that the Makor is, because the Pasuk says, Tzofoino. And he understands that Tzofoino means that there must be the Azorah, the Tzofoino Mizbeach must be Ponoi Miklum. You cannot have not only Kelim, you can't even have the Mizbeach itself. And therefore, the Mizbeach had to be Bedorim. Now says the Mikdash David, let's make a cheshbon. The Mishnah in Midas, in Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, tells us that the width of the Azorah was 135 Amos. And therefore the halfway line between Tzofen and Doroim is going to be 67 and a half Amos down the Azorah, says the Mikdash David. Now if we're going to make the Mizbeach 60 Amos, and let's not forget about the Kevesh, which was another 30 Amos, which gives us 90 Amos. If so, even if they're going to put the Mizbeach as much as they can to the Tzad Doroim, still 22 and a half Amos are going to be in the Tzofoin of the Azorah. And since the Rama paskins like Rebbez Ben Yaakov that the Mizbeach must be Bedoroim, then here's a Hechruch that we can go like Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef, who says the Mizbeach was 60 amos, giving us 90 amos, including the Kevesh, Baal Korachoch, he's going to have to go either like the Shita that says the Mizbeach was B'tzofoin, or at least like the Mount Amar that says that it was both in the middle between Tzofin and Dorim. But according to Rabbi Ben Yaakov, who says it was B'dorim, he's going to have to argue with Rabbi Yosef. That's the first Hechach the Mikdash David says that we find that the Rambam cannot pass Ganak Rabbi Yosef. The second raya, says the Mikdash David, is the Gemara early on in Ezra Mekoyim Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says that the Tzad Mizrach of the Mizbeach had no Yesoid. And the Gemara explains the reason for this was because the Mizbeach had to be built only B'chelik Shel Binyamin. And since the area where the Yesoid would have been on the Tzad Mizrach is already in the Chelik Yehuda, therefore, it's not B'chelik Shel Toiref, and therefore there was no Yesoid. And there is Machlekes there in the Gemara Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph. According to Rav, when we say it doesn't have Yesoid, Rav Amar B'binyan. Rav says that there was no bin, they actually didn't even build the Yesoid. Whereas Levi says they built the Yesoid. They just wouldn't do Zrika on that side. And the Gemara explains, because according to Rav, he's Metargam, Bach Sante Yisbene Midbacha, that in the Chelik of the Binyamin, it must be built the Mizbeach and not in Yehuda. And therefore one can't build any part of the Mizbeach in Yehuda. And since the Yisoid is part of the Mizbeach, it's forbidden to build it in the Chelik of Yehuda. Whereas Levi explains, Bach Sante Yitbene Mikdasha, which means that you can't have a chelik which is kadosh for zrika of dam in the chelik of Yehuda. But the Mizbeach itself, we have no problem to build in the chelik of Yehuda. Now says the Mikdash David, Rav Yosef now Gemara wants to suggest that the Darshan Pasuk, which teaches us that you could build the Mizbeach 60 amos. Now says the Mikdash David, as we know, Bein Olam V'Olam Mizbeach, there was only 22 amos. So even if they're going to try and fill up that entire area and add to the Mizbeach, which was 32, add another 22, you're still going to be left with another 6 amos you're going to have to build on the other side towards the Tzad Mizrach. So Bishleim, according to Levi, you can extend the Mizbeach there, so long as you don't do Zrika there. That's not a problem. But according to Rav, Rav says that it's forbidden to build any Chelik of Mizbeach in the Chelik of Yehuda, then how is it ever possible to go along and make a Mizbeach with 60 Amos, since 6 of those Amos are going to be in the Chelik of Yehuda? And since the Rambam paskens like Rav, that they never built the Yesoid at all in the Chelik of Yehuda, this is a Raya that he can't pasken like Rav Yosef as well. Because according to Rav Yosef, you're going to end up having a Chelik of the Mizbeach in the Chelik of Shel Yehuda. So from these two Raya, says the Mikdash David, the Rambam couldn't pasken like Rav Yosef, and that's why the Rambam says, Ve'ena Hoysif. And like the Likut HaLocha says, surely the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Babachono, who says that the Shir of Lamed Beis Aleph, Lamed Beis Amos, they learnt specifically from the Novi. And that's why there's an Issa Ein Lahoysif. So this Teretz deals with the first Ha'ara, which we asked, how can the Rambam say Ein Lahoysif if the Gemara says it can be Moisif to Samach Amos? But it doesn't take care of the second Ha'ara of Ein Negrea Mimeno. In the Chiddush of Ari Leib Malin, he focuses on the second Ha'ara. How can the Rambam write Ve'ein Negrea Mimeno when the Rambam himself and the Gemara later on in the Amud teaches us that it was mutter to go along and build the Mizbeach up to a shir of an Amo by an Amo? And Bifrat, since they had a specific Nevuah telling them the shir of the Mizbeach, how is it they can do even less than that? So says Reb Leib, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah is Mitzvah Chof. The Rambam counts that there's a mitzvah to go along and build the Beis HaBchira. The Ravid over there asks on the Rambam that the Rambam was mashmit the mitzvah to build the Mizbeach. And it's a mefurish mitzvah. The Pasuk says, Mizbeach Avonim Taseli. Why does the Rambam only count the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdosh with no mention of the mitzvah to build the Mizbeach? So says Reb Leib that really the Mizbeach serves as two purposes. Number one, of course, it's a mokum aktora. It's a mokum upon which you makir the karbonos. But besides for that, the Mizbeach also serves a purpose of being a chelek of the Beis HaMikdosh. The tzura of the binyan Beis HaBchira is to build the Heichal and the Azores and the Mizbeach. It's part of the binyan Beis HaBchira. And therefore the Rambam understands that even though before they had the Beis HaMikdosh, there was a bazundere mitzvah to build a Mizbeach. That's the mitzvah of Mizbeach Avonim Taseli. But after they had the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdosh, the mitzvah of the building Mizbeach became part of the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdosh. And therefore the Rambam doesn't need to count the mitzvah of Mizbeach Avonim, because Ledoiros, once they became a tzuvah to build the Beis HaMikdosh, then the building of the Beis HaMikdash incorporated within it the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, and part of the Beis HaMikdash is the Mizbeach itself. And that's why the Rambam doesn't need to count the mitzvah of building the Mizbeach. And with this Ezra Bleib, we learn that there's really two dinim in the Mizbeach. There's one din of the Mizbeach when we're talking about the Mizbeach being a mokum which is kosher for Akrova and for Akhtara. And there's another din in the Mizbeach which we need to talk about is as far as its kashrus, as being part of the Beis HaMikdash and being mekayim the mitzvah of binyan Beis HaBchira. And with this Ezra Bleib, that the Rambam, when the Rambam says ein lahosif ve'ein igroya, that the Mizbeach had a shir of lamud beis amo, that as far as being yoy to the mitzvah of binyan beis abchira, to be mekayim b'shlemus, the binyan beis hamikdash, then there was a shir that to be mekayim this mitzvah with the binyan of the Mizbeach being a chelik of the beis hamikdash, then the shir was lamud beis amo, and on that the halach was ein lahosif ve'ein igroya. If you do any less, then you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah b'shlemus of binyan beis abchira. Whereas the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud and the Rambam and Halacha Yud Zayin, which talk about that the Hechsher of the Mizbeach was an Amo by an Amo, which was the Mekoyim HaMa'alocha, that is as far as the Mizbeach being a Keli Kosher for Akrov and for Akhtara. There, so long as you have an Amo by an Amo, even though you haven't yet been Mekayim the Mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaBchira, but the Mizbeach is still a Mekoyim which is Kosher, this Keli of the Mizbeach is Kosher now for Akrov and for Akhtara. And with this, Reb Leib wants to be masbir another kash on the Rambam. The Rambam quotes out Gemara where the Rambam brings down that the three Nevi'im came along. One says the midot of the Mizbeach, one told us the mokum of the Mizbeach, and the third one says makriv and afal pishayim bais. Now the Rambam brings this halacha down when he's talking about the binyan of the Mizbeach, asks Reb Leib, Bishlemi the Gemara. The Gemara tells us what the three Nevi'im taught us. But the Rambam over here is talking about the dinim of the Mizbeach. Why is it relevant to Torah to tell us the third novel which tells us makriven afal pi she'im bayis? That's the chayr another halacha which is negat the Mizbeach. Furthermore, he asks that the Rambam, when the Rambam says, he says like this, the echod heyid lohen, shemakriven al hamizbeach hazeh, kol ha-korbonois afal pi she'im shom bayis. Now, why does the Rambam stress that you can be makriv on this Mizbeach, all the korbanos when there's no bais? Why is the Rambam saying Mizbeach hazeh? What does the Rambam want with this? So it says Rabbi Leib like this, that now we've established that the din of the mitzvah of binyan Beis HaBchira was to go along to build the Beis HaMikdash, and with the Beis HaMikdash you have the Mizbeach, and then the Beis HaMikdash becomes a mokoim, which is roi for hakrova and for toras hakorbanos. Now, says Reb Leib, when we have the bais b'churbanoi, so even though we're going to say kedusha rishoyna kitcha l'shaiton kitcha l'ased lavoi, and therefore as far as the kedusha of the makoyim, you could still continue being makar the korbanois, but l'chayra, how can we makar the korbanois? Since the Rambam says the mitzvah is to build the bais abchira because that's what we need for that krov of the korbanois, so even if we have the kedusha of the bais hamikdosh, but we don't have the binyan bais abchira, and how can we makar the korbanois without the binyan abayis? Says Reb Leib, from here we learn that just like we find in the Gemara in Yuma, that even after they were going as the Aroin, there was still Kedushas Aroin, and they could go along and be Mekayim the Hazav, the Bein Abadim, during Ba'i Sheni, despite the fact there was no Bein Abadim there, but the Gemara says it still had the Kedusha, and it was considered as if you're doing Hazav Bein Abadim, so too, it was Nischadash Adin in Makriv and Afal Bishayim Ba'is, that even the Ba'is is Bechurbanoi, it's considered as if we have the Ba'is itself. And that's why you can go ahead and be Makriv the Korbanois, because you have the Kedusha, because Kitchal Oshait and Kitchal Asad Lavoi, and also Makriv and Afal Bishayim Ba'is, because it is as if we have the Ba'is. But, says Reb Leib, that there's a Tanai, when do we say can we Makriv? When there's no bias, because it's as if you have the bias, that's only provided that l'chol ha'pachos you have the binyan hamizbeach, which is necessary. That means according to the shiurim which you require for the shleimus of the beis abchira, which is the shir of lamed beis amo. And that's what the Rambam says when he says o makrivin afal pishein bias, where says the Rambam al hamizbeach hazeh. Only on this Mizbeach. And that's why the Rambam brings down this halacha over here amongst the other halachas of the Mizbeach. Because the Rambam holds that when do we say you can be makriv afal b'shein bayis, that is only when the chol ha'pachos you have this Mizbeach. This Mizbeach means the Mizbeach hazeh of the Shir Lamed Beis Amo, where there, even though you don't have the Bais itself, but you have the Mizbeach of the Bais Hazeh, that's when you can go ahead and be Makriv the Korbanos. Whereas, if you don't have the Mizbeach Hazeh, therefore even though Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Oshayt, Kitchel Osed Lavoi, and the Bais itself, Bukhorbanoi, we look at it as if the Bais is still here, but you don't have the Mizbeach, and if you don't have the Mizbeach, you won't be able to go along and be Makriv the Korbanos Bukhorbanoi. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks, the Bishleim and the Bayis, during Bayis Sheni, when they wanted to go along and build the Bayis HaMikdosh HaSheni, the Anche Knesset HaGdoilo could know where to build the Choymos of the Azara. And the Hechol says, the Gemara, because Sheni Karim Tzurosoi, they could look at the ruins of the Choymos from Bayis Rishon, and through that to know where to build the new walls. But asks the Gemara, but Mizbeach Mino Yodi, since the Mizbeach has no foundations in the ground, how are they going to know exactly where to build the Mizbeach? Now the Shaila is, well, once they know where the Heichal is, and they know where the Mechitas of the Azara are, so why can't we make our own Cheshbon, since they know that the Mizbeach is 22 Amos away from the Heichal, and we know the Mizbeach is either Kulevat Tzofoin or Kulevat Doroim, so why can't they do regular measurements and discover and find out where to place the Mizbeach? What's the Bikasha Mino Yodi? Now the Rambam over here, Beis HaBchira, Perek Beis HaLocha Aleph, the Rambam writes, HaMizbeach, Mekoimoi mechuvan beyoyser, and in Halacha Gimel he says as well that the midos hamizbeach hamchuvanos harbe. There was something very, very mechuvan, very exact, both about the location of the mizbeach and as well about the measurements of the mizbeach. So the shaila is, what did the Rambam mean? What was so significant about the midos and the mokim of the mizbeach more than all the other kelim, which also had measurements? Why were these measurements more exact than the measurements of the other kelim? And so to the Rambam Perish Mishnayis in Midos Perigimel Alocha Aleph, Perigimel Mishnah Aleph, there as well the Rambam writes, Lefi sheikpido toira al midos hamizbeach batoira gedoila ma'od, the hakpada of the toira on the midos hamizbeach is very great. And here as well, in which way was it greater? What happened to the measurements of the other kelim? So the Brisker Rav says that there's a Gemara in Bechoros, Daf Yud Zayin on the base, where the Gemara's got machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon as to whether efshel letzamtzim or efshel letzamtzim. Is it possible to do things exact or not? And the Gemara asks, we find that Midas Kelim and the Midas Mizbeach, there the Torah tells us to do a certain midah, a certain measurement, and we can do it exact. So can't we learn from here the efshel letzamtzim? And the Gemara answers and says, no, there's no right from there. Why? Shani hochad rachmona oma avid, v'chol hechad emotzele me'evad nichalei. The Torah says to do it, we have to do our shtadlis, and whatever comes out is okay. And therefore there's no right to hear the efshel letzamtzim. And the Gemara continues and says, v'akoil b'chsav miyad Hashem olai hiskil. Gemara adds and says, we have this pasuk v'akoil b'chsav. Now the shaila is like this. Firstly, when the Gemara asks the kasha, the Gemara seems to ask two kashas, both from Midas Kelim and from Midas Mizbeach. Now, Mizbeach was also a keli. Why is the Gemara split the Mizbeach from the other Kelim? And secondly, what's pshat in this Gemara? And the Gemara answers, first the Gemara says that the reason why there's no Rai is because we just have to do what we can. And then the Gemara adds and says, HaKoyel B'Chsav. So Rashi there actually takes out the gears of HaKoyel B'Chsav. Says the Brisker Rav that according to the Rambam, we understand why it's two kashas and two tirutzim. Because, as the Rambam tells us, that even though by the other kelim there was taka midah, but there we can apply what the Gemara says, that the Torah says we have to do our hishtadlus to do it right, and whatever we manage to do, that's what the Torah expected from us. But by the Mizbeach, that is a bazundra alocha, that Mizbeach, the midos, and the mekoyim of the Mizbeach has to be mechuvan v'yosa. Not just about doing it, we have to make sure it comes out exact. And therefore, the kasha from Mizbeach is a much more of a starker kasha from the kelim. And the terror to the Gemara, which the Gemara answers for kelim, won't apply to Mizbeach. And therefore, even after the Gemara says that for kelim, the reason why there's no raya is because we have to do and try to do what we can, and with that it's okay. But that wouldn't be a good terror for the Mizbeach. And therefore, for the Mizbeach, the Gemara has to go ahead and answer that the reason how they could go along and build the Mizbeach is because HaKoyel B'Chsav Miyad Hashem Olai Hiskel, which means that it was Taka Dan Baruch HaKodesh. And since it was Dan Baruch HaKodesh, that's the only way they could come and do it exact. And with this explains the Rav, very geshmak of pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is mino yodi that bishleime on the Azorah and on the Heichal, they could do it exact because they knew exactly where it was from the foundations of the old Choymos. But since the Mizbech had no foundations, and if they were to do the measurements without Ruach HaKodesh, it's going to be a problem. Because even though we can try and do our Ishtadlus, but by Mizbeach, the Halach is, has to be Mechuvim B'Yoyser. And even in Bayis Rishon, when they did it, they only did it with the Ruach HaKodesh of HaKod B'Chsav. And since they were lacking that B'Shas, the Bin Nevai Sheni, asks the Gemara, Mino Yodi, to which the Gemara answers, that no, that they had a special way of discovering exactly where the Mokum was in such a way to do it exact, or like Gemara says later on, that the three Nevi'im came along, and the Novi was Megalat to them, the Mekoyim HaMizbeach, and the Mido is HaMizbeach, meaning that the Mido is how they could do it, not only what the Mido is, but as well, the B'Shas, they're building it to make sure they're doing it exact. And with this says the B'Skrov, the Teretz, the Toysus Kasha, Toysus over here in Dibra HaMaschil, Echot Shehed Lema HaMizbeach, Toysus asks, that why couldn't they learn from the Paschal Yecheskel? Well, there, we learn exactly the midos of Mizbeach, says the Rav. Of course they could have learned the midah from there. But the shail is, how are they going to build it? Because even after you know the midos, there's a problem of Yashar Tzamtzum. So during Bais Rishon, they had the Ruach HaKodesh of HaKoy B'Chsav. And that Ruach HaKodesh enabled them to go along and build it exactly Mitzumtzum. But by Bais Sheini, the Gemara's Kasha, how are they going to do that? And even if they know the midos, they need the Nevuah, or Ruach HaKodesh, B'Shas, the actual Binyan, to enable them to build it exact. And for that, they had one of the three Nevi'im to tell them, Al HaMizbeach, that they're building it, Mamash Mechuvan, and Metzumtzum. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that it's Mavu in the Braisa, that the Mizbeach must have a Keren, a Kebesh, Ribua, and a Yesoid. And without them, the Mizbeach is Posel. And Rav Huna explains that we learn this from, whenever it says, HaMizbeach, the Hey teaches us that they are Ma'akav. And Rashi tells us that the Makor, that we need a Kevesh, and the Kevesh is Ma'akav, is because the Pasuk says, El Panei HaMizbeach. The Ponim of the Mizbeach is the Kevesh. And since the Torah talks about the Kevesh, Panei HaMizbeach, that teaches us that it's Ma'akav. So we see now, Gemara, that the Makor, that Mizbeach requires a Kevesh, and that the Kevesh is Ma'akav, is from the Pasuk, Panei HaMizbeach. Rashi ala Torah in Parshas Truma, Perek Chof Zayin, Pasuk Hehei, which is the parasha of the Asiyas HaMizbeach in the Mishkan, Rashi points out that there's no mention in the parasha of making a Kevesh. Says Rashi, the Mekoyr that the Mizbeach must have a Kevesh is from the Pasuk, the end of Parshas Yisroi, where there the Pasuk says, V'loisale b'malois al Mizbechi. Says Rashi, from here we see that there's an Issa to go up to the Mizbeach with steps, and therefore instead one must have a smooth ramp going up the Mizbeach. Says Rashi, Lomadnu shehaya lo kevesh, kach shonin b'mechilta. From the pasuk of loisale b'malois, we learn that the Mizbeach must have a kevesh. The Briskerov, in Chidushim Or Riza Levi, Hilchas Beis Avchira, asks on this Rashi, how can we learn from the pasuk of loisale b'malois that there's a din kevesh to the Mizbeach? Why? Because the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Aloch Yud Zayin, says that from this pasuk, v'lisale b'malois, this pasuk has come to teach us an issa and a lav for anybody going up to the Mizbeach through mailois, through steps. Says the B'Skrov, clearly, the pasuk isn't come to teach us the din of how the Mizbeach must be made. Rather, it's come to teach us the issa on how one must go up to the Mizbeach. And if so, how can Rashi go and say that from the fact there's an issa to go up to the Mizbeach with Malois, that teaches us now din that the Mizbeach requires a Kevesh? There's no Raya. The din, the Pasuk of Loisale b'Malois, has come to teach us an issa on the Gavra, how the person is allowed to go up to the Mizbeach. Well, this can't be a Makor, that Mizbeach itself requires a Kevesh, says the B'Skrov v'Horaya, L'Choira, even if you would have a Kevesh, so you have a Mizbeach kosher. If somebody would now go along and make milos on another side of the Mizbeach and go up to the Mizbeach with those milos, he would also be over the Issa. Clearly you see that the Issa of Loisale b'Malois is independent on the Hechsher of the Mizbeach. It's a halacha, a Issa, on how a person is allowed to go up to the Mizbeach. And if so, how can Rashi say that from here we learn that the Mizbeach has a din that it must require Kevesh? Says the Brisker Rav, even though Lechayra Rashi is Mefurish in the Mechilta, because the Mechilta says, on this Pasuk of Loisale B'malois, says the Mechilta, Mikan Omru, Asay Kevesh L'Mizbeach, which is Mashma like Rashi, that the Mekoyr, that the Mizbeach requires a Kevesh, is from this Pasuk. Says the Brisker Rav, that Lule Divir Rashi, one can explain the Mechilta, that Avada like it's Mevu in our Sugya, the Mekoyr, that the Mizbeach itself requires a Kevesh, is from the Pasuk Pnei HaMizbeach. Just the Mechilta is coming to go and say that without the Pasuk of Veloisale B'malois, one may have thought that the Kevesh can be made with steps. And the Pasuk of Veloisale B'malois has come to teach us that this Kevesh, which we learn from Pnei HaMizbeach, no, it can't be made with steps. As say Kevesh L'Mizbeach, it must be made in the form of a ramp, of a slope, in a slant, in such a way that one isn't going up the Mizbeach with steps. But it isn't the Furish and the Mechilta that the Mekoyr, that the Mizbeach itself must have a Kevesh, is from the Pasuk. Whereas from Rashi, which Rashi says that the Mekoyr, that the Mizbeach itself requires a Kevesh for the Hechsher of the Mizbeach, Rashi seems to say that it's learned from Veloisale B'malois is very schwer. Says the Brisker Rav, if you'll suggest that maybe Rashi argues with the Rambam, and Rashi holds that there's no Issa on the Gavra how to go up to the Mizbeach from the Pasuk of Veloisale. Maybe the Pasuk is come to teach us the Tzura and the Binyan of the Mizbeach. And the Pasuk is telling us that you must make sure to make a ramp for the Mizbeach, and that's a halacha now and how you make the Mizbeach, to prevent people from going up the steps. But it's not coming to go and tell us an Issa and a Lav for the person going up the steps, rather a way of how one must make the Mizbeach. Says the Brisker Rav, we see in the Mechilta otherwise, because the Mechilta goes and says that from this Pasuk we learn Ba'aliyah, B'yirida Minayin, from how do we know there's an Issa even to go down? Now says the Brisker Rav, if the Pasuk of Leisale would have been a din in how to make the Mizbeach, if so there's no chilim between Aliyah and Yerida, because it's a din in how you must make the Mizbeach and you can't make it with steps, must make it with a ramp. There's no enough community in going up and down. Clearly in the Mechilta we see we're talking about a din on the person going up to the Mizbeach, that for him it's forbidden to go up the steps. And now says the Mechilta, from this Pasuk one may only know it's an Issa to go up. How do you know there's an Issa even to go down the steps from the Mizbeach? And that's when Mechilta brings another Pasuk. So it's Mefurish in the Mechilta that the Pasuk of Leisale is coming to go say an Issa on the Gavra. And also says the Brisker Rav, we find the Mechilta continues and says that from this Pasuk of Leisale we learn there's an Issa to go and be Poseya Pesio Gaso, which is a Gemara and Sukkot Afrin base, that the Kohanim, as they were going up the Mizbeach, had to make sure not to walk in big footsteps, because then there would be Gilui Erevo. And that also, says the Brisker Rav, is only relevant if we say that the Issa is the Issa on the Gavra, that for him it's forbidden to go up the steps to the Mizbeach, or down the steps, and there's an Issa for him to be a Poseya Pesio Gaso. Whereas Rashi, that seems to learn in this Pasuk, a Mekoyr for how the Mizbeach must be made, is very schwer. So the Brisker Rav says, Avada Rashi is also made that the Ikka of the Pasuk is coming to go and tell us an Issa on the Gavra. And the Pasuk has come to go and say there's a Lav for the person to go up the Milos to the Mizbeach. But Rashi understands that the Pasuk says V'loisale B'malos al Mizbechi, that this Issa only applies to a Mokoim which it itself has Kedushas HaMizbeach. Whereas, to go up steps Shaloi B'Mokoim Kedushas HaMizbeach, there is no Issa. And therefore they said the Brisker Rav, if somebody were to go along and build steps around the other side of the Mizbeach and go up those steps to the Mizbeach, since that Mokoim doesn't have a Kedusha of Mizbeach, therefore it's not included in the Issa of Leisale B'malois al Mizbechi. And therefore, says the Brisker Rav, that is where Rashi has a Mekoyr, that there's a Chiyuv and a Din of the Mizbeach itself requires a Kevesh. Because had we said the Mizbeach itself, there's no Din to have a Kevesh. If so, then going putting steps on the Kevesh, since the Kevesh doesn't have Kedushas HaMizbeach, it wouldn't be considered B'chalal the Issa V'leisale B'malos HaMizbechi, which is only B'mokim Kedushas HaMizbeach. From here Rashi sees that since there's an Issa to go up the steps, it must be that this Mokim with the Torah makes an Issa to go up, it itself has Kedushas HaMizbeach, and it is from this that Rashi learns that there must be Kedushas HaKevesh, and that's why there's an Issa to go up steps to the Mizbeach. And therefore we really see two things from this Pasuk. The Ikka Pasuk is Taka coming to go and tell us that it's on the Gavra. that is a lav and an issa for somebody to go up to the Mizbeach through Milos. And if it must be a slope. But since this issa only applies to a mokum which has a din of al mizbechi, therefore from here we can learn as well that this kevesh must have a din of kedushas hamizbeach, and that's why the kevesh has an issa. Whereas in a different mokum, there, since that mokum doesn't have a din of al mizbechi, there would be no issa to go and have to go up milos to the mizbeach. Now the Brisk Rav explains us very nicely where Rashi and the Mechilta saw in the pasuk of Leisale b'malois a makor for the din that the Mizbeach requires a kevesh. But it still remains unknown why did Rashi prefer to learn this from the Mechilta and not from our Gemara, where our Gemara seems to go and say that the kevesh is ma'akev and we learn this from Pnei HaMizbeach. So why didn't Rashi bring our Gemara? So the Nativ, in his perush on the Mechilta, Birchas HaNativ, he suggests that from the pasuk of Pnei HaMizbeach, it isn't clear that there must be a built area called the Kevesh. Had it not been for the pasuk of Leisale b'Malois, one would have said that Pnei HaMizbeach is only a mokoim in front of the Mizbeach, which is a mokoim which has Kedushas HaMizbeach. It could be on the floor. It could be a designated area in front of the Mizbeach, which becomes the mokoim Eroi LaKtorah. Maybe that's all the Torah means when it says Pnei HaMizbeach, but there's no raya that there must be a mokum, a built place, a built ramp to the Mizbeach. And that's why Rashi preferred to bring the pasuk of Leisale b'malos hamizbechi, where we see in that pasuk that it must be a mokum bonui, a built area. And since Rashi is looking for a makor that he mechuyev to go and do a binyan akevesh, therefore Rashi saw a raya to this in the pasuk of Leisale b'malos and not in our Gemara of Pnei HaMizbeach. The Gemara continues on Amud Beis, and the Gemara says that the Gzirin she'asa Moshe orikon amo v'rochbon amo. The Brisker Rav in Menachos Daf Kuf Vav declares, does this mean that each one of the Shnei Gzirin itself had a share an amo by an amo, or both together made the share an amo by an amo? The Nafkimene, he says, is if each one was an amo by an amo, then you'd have to place one on top of the other. Because since the Mizbeach she'asa Moshe, the Mokom Hamarocha was only an amo by an amo, so there's only place for one, and therefore they have to put one on top of the other. Whereas if it would say that both Gezirin together made up the Shir, then they could be placed side by side. The Shita Mekubetzes over here in Ois Gimel asks that since Bimei Moshe, the Marocha was only an amo by an amo, if they're going to be putting the Shnei Gezirin down in the Marocha, there'll no longer be any room to place the Kismin Dakin, which were small pieces of wood which were used to be madlik to ignite the Marocha. If the Marocha is completely covered with the Shnei Gzirin, where are they now going to place the Kismin? So from here the Shittim HaKubetas learns that they never used to place the Gzirin down on the Marocha to cover the whole Marocha. Rather, they used to put the Gzirin on their side and they're sticking up. The Amos going up Lamalo, in which case, when they would put the Shnei Gzirin, there was still plenty of room to place the Kismin Dakin. According to the Shittim HaKubetas, even if both Gezirin, each one was an amo by an amo, there'll still be no problem and will no longer have to say like the Brisker Rav that they placed one on top of the other, because since they're standing upright, therefore even if each one is an amo by an amo, they'll still be able to mekayim both on the Marocha. Another shail which the Achronim clear is that the Shnei Gezirin b'mei Moshe were an amo by an amo. Evidently, this has a shaychus with the shear of the Mokim HaMarocha. What's going to be the din after they change the size, be made Shloima or be made by Sheni when the Marocha became much bigger? Would they now have to have Shnei Gezirin also according to the size of the Marocha? So the Lashon of Rashi in Yuma Daf Chof Beis is, in Dibur HaMaschil, Shnei Gezirei, Rashi writes, Aruchim Kemidas Roichav HaMarocha. It's a shtickle mashma from here that was the din, that was the shear of the Shnei Gezirin, that each and every time you always have to make the Shnei Gezirin according to the size of the Marocha. And therefore, Bimei Shloimoi, when the Marocha was Chof Dalad Amo, then you'd have to go and have Shnei Gezirin to a shear of Chof Dalad Amo. Whereas the Rambam in Perek Zayin Isur Mizbeach Halacha Gimel writes very clearly that Orkon Amo V'Rochbon Amo U'Kemoison Oisin Adoiris, that they always kept to the shear of the Shnei Gezirin which were used Bimei Moshe and which was always going to remain an Amo by an Amo despite the size of the Marocha. The Gemara continues and the Gemara brings that Rab Shimon ben Yosi ben Lakunya asked Rab Yosi, if it's true what Rab Shimon ben Yochai says, that there was an avir between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Yossi replies and says, "Va'ato yato imerkein." There's a mafurish apostle which says, "Va'osisa oyloisecha habosor v'adam," which from here we learn that just like dam requires zrika, so to the bosor requires zrika, and therefore there was an avid between the kevesh and the mizbeach, through which they had to throw the evorim from the kevesh over this avid to reach the mizbeach. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi says back to Rabbi Yossi that he would explain this pasuk differently, and he would say this zrika isn't from the kevesh to the ma'arocha. Rather, even when you're standing b'tzad ha-ma'arocha, you would throw the evorim from the Rosh HaMizbeach to the ma'arocha. To which Rabbi Yossi says back, if it's just come to tell you zrika from the Rosh HaMizbeach to the ma'arocha, for that you wouldn't need a pasuk, because since you're always being zerug to a ma'arocha dluka, so it's anyway not shayach to go and place it down without a zrika. So you're anyway going to have to do with a zrika. And for that you wouldn't need the pasuk. Baal Karachach, the pasuk, has come to teach you a new halacha, that even from the kevesh you have to do a zrika. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. In which case, according to Rashi, when the Gemara finishes off and says, Hasa mishum dolei efshar, it's a continuation of Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi is saying, since it's loy efshar, since it's impossible to place the evorim directly on the ma'arocha, and you're anyway going to have to do it through zrika, therefore you wouldn't need the pasuk to tell you zrika on the Rosh HaMizbeach. Baal Korchach, the pasuk has come to be mechadosh, a new din zrika from the kevesh to the Rosh HaMa'arocha. Now the Rambam brings down our Gemara in Perik Beis, Beis Abchira, Halach Yud Gimel, and he says, there was an avir between the kevesh and the mizbeach, kedei litein ha'evorim bezrika. But the Rambam, Hilchos Ma'aseh HaKorbanos, Perik Vov, Halach HaDalet, but there the Rambam is telling us the Seder of the Ha'aloha Sevarim. So the Rambam writes as follows. There used to be Ma'ale the Ivarim to the Rosh HaMizbeach, the Acharkach Zoyrek Ha'ivarim al Ha'esh, Shenema Habosav Adam, Keshem Shadam Bezrika, Kach Kol Habosav Bezrika. Now the Mishnah Melech is Matmia. Here in Ma'aseh HaKorbanos, the Rambam is Mashma, that they would first take the Ivarim to the Rosh HaMizbeach, and only from the top of the Mizbeach would they then be zoyrek the evorim to the ma'arocha. Now that's a stira to what the Rambam says over here. Here in Beis HaBchira, the Rambam says very clearly that the zrika was done from the kevesh to the ma'arocha. And in Ma'aseh HaKorbanos, it's mashma, the zrika was done from the Rosh HaMizbeach to the ma'arocha. And mikach this kasha, the Mishnah Melech wants to be madchik the Rambam, that when the Rambam in Ma'aseh HaKorbanos says that they would take the evorim to the Rosh HaMizbeach, he doesn't mean to the top of the Mizbeach. He really means to the top of the Kevesh, as he says in Beis Abchira. And they would then do Zrika from the Kevesh to the Ma'arocha. But he himself asks that the Rambam in Perek Vov, Tamidin and Musaf and Halacha Gimel, says quite clearly that they would put the Evorim on the Rosh HaMizbeach, Bein Keren, the Keren. Now there you can't be Madchik. It's quite clear he's talking about the Rosh HaMizbeach. And if so, we have a stira from the Rambam Beis Abchira to the Rambam Beis HaKorbanos and Tamid Numasofin. So the Brisker Rav wants to suggest different to how Rashi explains over here. And he says that when the Gemara says Hosom Mishum Dolei Efshar, it's really how Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi ben Nekunya is arguing with Rabbi Yossi. That means like this: Rabbi Yossi was the one who said that you cannot explain the Pasuk that it's come to go and tell you a Din Zrika from the Rosh HaMizbeach to the ma'arocha, because that's unnecessary, because since anyway you're always being zorik into a ma'arocha dluka, and there it's not shaykh to go and put the evarim down onto the ma'arocha itself without zrika. And therefore says the Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi, for that you wouldn't need a pasuk, because you're anyway going to have to do it with zrika. And Baal Karachach says Rabbi Yossi, the pasuk has come to go and tell you a zrika from the kevesh to the ma'arocha. To which now says Rabbi Yossi ben Shimon back to Rabbi Yossi, hasam mishum dolei efshar. This cheshbon that you, Rabbi Yossi, are making, that you anyway have to do zrika, that's not good enough, because that's only for a technical reason. And since it's only for a technical reason, but it isn't mechayev a din zrika, then maybe the pasuk still coming to be mechadosh to us that you must do zrika, not because technically, because there's a chiyuv and a din, you must do zrika. And the nafkamina is, what's the din going to be if somebody wants to do a ktorah, not biyad, but keli? Now, since he's doing it with the keli, he's holding it with some klimatchus, and he would like to place the evorim down on the esh. Now there, had it only been because of a technical problem that you can't touch the fire, then over here, since you're doing it through a keli, you'd be able to place the Ivarim down without Zrika onto the Eish. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Yosi, for that we need the Pasuk to go and teach you that no, there's a Chiyuv and a Din, you must do the Zrika, even when you're doing the Akhtar with a Keli. Still, the halacha is, you must do the Akhtar through Zrika and not through Nesina Alo Eish. In which case, then the maskana is that we really have a machlekus over here between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi ben Shimon Lakunya. Lefi Rabbi Yosi, he seems to understand that we wouldn't need the pasuk to go and tell you Zrika from the Rosh HaMizbeach to the Marocha. That's obvious. And therefore the pasuk has come to teach you from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. Whereas according to Rabbi Yosi ben Shimon ben Lakunya, he argues and he says, we need the pasuk to go and mimchayev a din, even when you could have done the Haktorah without Zrika, says the pasuk, we learn from Dam that when you're oimed b'tzad ha-marocha to go and put the Ivarim through Zrika onto the Eish and not with Nesina. Now the Gemara continues and the Gemara brings another hekesh between Basar and Dam. And that's what Papa says, we learn out that ma Dam avir karka mafsikoi, just like Dam, every time you do Zrika, the Dam goes over the karka, so to the Basar as well must be avir karka mafsikoi. The Basar must also go over an area which sees the karka, which is the area, the avir, which was between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. Says the Briskerov, if so, the Rambam paskin these two shittas. As far as the Hekesh, ma dam bizrika, af basa bizrika, there he paskins like Rabbi Shimon ben Yosi ben Lakunya, who explains this din that there's a chiyuv zrika of the Evarim from the Rosh HaMizbeach into the Eish. But besides for that, there's another din that ma dam avir karka mafsikoi, af basar avir karka mafsikoi, that there's a halacha that the Ivarim themselves must go over an area seeing the karka, and for that they had to go and have the avir between the kevesh and the mizbeach. And therefore he says, the Rambam base avchira, but there the Rambam is discussing how they used to make the mizbeach. And the Rambam writes that there was an avir between the kevesh and the mizbeach because the Ivarim had to be done bizrika. There he's paskening the din of Rav Popper. And he's saying that the Ivarim had to go from the Kevesh to the Rosh HaMizbeach with Zrika. That was Zrika number one. That's the din of Rav Popper. But that Zrika didn't bring the Ivarim to the Eish. That only brought the Ivarim from the Kevesh to the Rosh HaMizbeach. Besides for that, we learn another din, which is the din of Rav Shimon ben Yosi ben Lakunya, which says that we learn from the din of Ma Adam Bezrika Af Basa Bezrika that there was another Zrika. There was a Zrika on the Rosh HaMizbeach. Once the Ivarim had reached there was another Zrika to be Zoyrik the Ivarim from the Rosh HaMizbeach into the Eish, and not to be done with an Asina, even when it could be. Even if you have a Keli and you're doing the Akhtorah through a Keli, you must make sure to do the Akhtorah on a day of Zrika. And therefore, every time you were Makhtar Ivarim the Mizbeach, they really went through two Zrikas. There was a Zrika from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. That's the din of Ma Adam Avir Karka Mafsikoi Af Basar Avir Karka Mafsikoi. And then there was another din from the Rosh HaMizbeach into the Marocha, which was the din of Rav Shimon ben Yosi ben Lakunya. And with this, the Briskerov says that the Rambam Ma'aseh Karbonos Perek Vav and the Rambam Tumidin Umsofin, there the Rambam is talking about the second Zrika, where there would be Zerik the Ivarim from the Rosh HaMizbeach into the fire. And he's Medayak, that the Rambam Perek Beis Abchira just talks about the Zrika of the Ivarim, and he doesn't say it was onto the fire. Whereas the Rambam Ma'aseh Karbonos Perek Vav, there the Rambam says, the Zerik Kalo Ivarim Al Ha'esh. Because here the Rambam is talking about the second Zrika, which was done from the Rosh HaMizbeach into the Eish. Tosfos over here in Dibur HaMaschil Avir Karka Mafsikoi, Tosfos points out two horrors on the Gemara. Firstly, Tosfos says that even though the Mashmos HaGemara is Mashma, that in this Avir, which was between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, you could see the Karka, says Tosfos, surely Lav Dafka. Because as the Gemara says in the bottom of the Amud, that really the Kevesh used Pireach and Amma on the Yisoid, and an Amma on the Soiviv, and therefore when the Kevesh meets the top of the Mizbeach, even if you have Avir there, if you're looking down, you'll be seeing the Amma Soiviv. And says Tosfos, you have to say it's the Karka, is Lav Dafka, and it really means you're seeing the Amma Soiviv. Secondly, points out Tosfos, that the Gemara later on teaches us from the word Soviv, we learn that the Mizbeach can't be Mechubur to anything else. And therefore, says Tosfos, that with the Gemara's mashma over here, that you had the Avir Karka Mafsikoi, anyway, the Kevesh couldn't be Mechubur to the Mizbeach. Because from the word Soviv, Like the Gemara says that the other kvashim also couldn't be mechubar to the mizbeach. And therefore, what's the chiddush of our Gemara? Says Tosfos, surely over here, they didn't just suffice with an avir mashahu. Over here they had an avir godoil, v'nikar shule tzerech avir. They made such a space that it was quite obvious that they wanted to have a gap between the kevesh and the mizbeach. The Brisker Rav in Chiddush Emor and Riz HaLevi Ala Torah in Parshas Kisisa brings out Tosfos, and he says that l'chayra, there's a yalkut in Pikudei which seems to argue, because the yalkut in Simin Tov Yutes says that the kevesh was muflug from the mizbeach rak kimeloi hasara velo yoser, which is mashma that there was the most minimum amount of space in between the kevesh and the mizbeach. Whereas Tosfos seems to go and say, no, it wasn't just a mashu. They had to have a big gap that it should be nikah, it was l'tzorech. And the Brisker Rav leaves off with the tzorech yun. Now, according to how the Brisker Rav explained this beforehand, that Rav Shimon ben Yosi ben Lekunya still remains with his opinion, and he holds it from the pasuk we only learn out that there was a din zrika from the Rosh HaMarocha to the Eish, and he seems to be arguing with the din of the Avir. So in the Rambam, the Brisker Rav told us that the Rambam paskins both Rav Shimon ben Yosi ben Lekunya, and he also paskins Rav Papa. But Rav Shimon ben Yosi ben Lekunya, according to the Brisker Rav, explains that he answered back Rav Yosi and he said, Hosam Meshum Dole Efsher, seems to be his maskana is that even a maskana, there was no avir, and therefore possibly the Yalkut is going according to Rav Shimon, whereas our Gemara is going according to Rav Papa, who Rav Papa paskins that there was an avir because of the din, avir, karka, mafsikoi. Now Rabbi Kveig over here is Mitzayan to Tosfos later on Pei Zayin Amud Beis, where there Tosfos brings the Shitta of Rabbeinu Chaim, who argues on the first Har of Tosfos. Tosfos says over here that Karka is Lav Dafka, there Rabbeinu Chaim says Karka is Dafka, and the Avir over there was an Avir which they managed to get all the way to the Karka, and Tosfos says it was bigger than the Amo of the Soiviv, and they could see all the way down. And the Mikdash David is Madayuk, that Rashi Bas is also mashma like that. Because Rashi says in Dibra Maschil, Ma Adam Avir Karka, says Rashi, Haritzpo Mafsik Beinoilim in Mizveach. So it's mashma and Rashi that we're talking about the Ritzpo was Mafsik. So is Madayuk Mikdash David in Simin Zayin, Sifkot and Dalad. So according to the Shit of Rabbeinu Chaim and Rashi, then there was a serious gap between the Rosh HaMizbeach and the Kevesh. Now, l'chayra, one can ask, that if so, any Kohen going up the Mizbeach, when he gets to the end of the Kevesh, he's going to have to take a leap and a jump to reach the Mizbeach. Now, the Chinuch in Mitzvah Mem Aleph learns from the Pasuk of Reisale B'mailus al-Mizbechi, Asher lo sigole ervoscha olav. From here we learn, Mikan, Shlo yafsia psio gaso. There's an issa to be poiseya psio gaso on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Nun Beis learns from here that the Kohanim used to walk up the Mizbeach agudel b'tzad okev, very small footsteps. Now, oy bazoi, how on earth is the Kohen, when he gets to the end of the Mizbeach, the Kevesh, and now he has to jump over to the Rosh HaMizbeach, the Chayra there, you're going to have to poiseya quite a big psio gaso. What's going to happen with the issa of loisale b'malos HaMizbechi? Now, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in the Pirush, which is printed in the Frankel Rambam, there he also discusses the Shaila of Tosfos of here, where the Karka is Dafka and Lav Dafka. And he brings a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Tes, where there the Gemara says that according to the Shitta, that the Shittin of the Nisuch HaYayin and HaMayim went down to the bottom of the Mizbeach, and it used to get stored there. And once every 70 years, the Kohanim used to go down and collect all the dry and hard wine. And the Gemara over there says that there was a lul that used to go down between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. And Rashi says that this Avir that we learn in our Gemara that there was between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, there was a lul, a hole that the Kohanim could go down over there and go down through this lul all the way to the bottom of the Mizbeach and collect the wine from here. Says the Yankov Emden, we see two things. Firstly, we see that this Avir wasn't just something small, because the Avir over here had to be l'chol hapachos enough for a coin to go through it and to go all the way down. Secondly, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, we see from here, not like Tosfos by us, because this law had to go all the way down and had to go through in this avir between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, obviously went down and broke through the Amos Soiviv and Amos Yisoid as well. And it went all the way down to the bottom of the Mizbeach. So from here, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, we see that B'mokoyim, there was a certain area between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach which you could actually see the Karka itself. And therefore he suggests that of the Kevesh, half of the Kevesh was Mechubar to the Mizbeach, or at least very close to the Mizbeach, besides the Meloi Nima of the Din of Sovid. And the other half of the Kevesh, there was this big gap, which was an Amo, or even bigger than Amo, where there was no Soiviv, and no Yisoid, and there somebody looking down there would see the Karka. And it was through that lul that the Kohenim used to go down to the bottom of the Mizbeach and to collect all the Yayin Korush, which had been there from the Nesachim. And if so, he says, with this we can answer all the kashas. That this Avir that's being discussed now, Gemara, is the Avir on that side of the Kevesh, where there was no Amo Soiviv, because that was the Amo of the lul. And somebody looking down there would see the Karka, and therefore one can learn, like Rabbi Nochayim and the Rashi, Kipshutoi, that there was Taka, Avir, Karka, and all the Evorim were thrown over this Amo, and that's how it was Taka, Reyel, Avir, the Karka. And nevertheless, the Kohanim, who would be going up Mizbech, wouldn't have to leap over that Chelik and have a problem with Psir Gasa. They could go and walk up the other Chelik of the Kevesh, which was Taka, Mechubar, to the Mizbech. According to this, we could say another teretz for the kash which the Briskarov asked from the Yalkut. Even though the Yalkut seems to go and say that there was only a Meloi Nima between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, maybe the Yalkut's talking about on that side of the Kevesh, which was Mechubar to the Mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, whereas the Gemara, which says Avir Karka, is talking about the part of the Kevesh, which Taka had the Lul, where there was the big gap of the Avir, which was Roya Avir Karka.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.